Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Sydney Ho from Helper Saturday Vibes. Sydney, always a pleasure to get you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And you know, another week, another Helper Vibes event. And you know,
sure is.
As fun as they are, it's a little sad to think that we're getting closer and closer to the end of that season. But
it's true.
The themes are getting awesome as we go on. They've been awesome throughout the year. Let me clarify.
Thank you.
Let me clarify. They've been good throughout the year, but these are some of those heavy hitters
right.
that are going to keep you going. And that is no exception this weekend, August 9th, where you guys break out the country theme. You and I were talking about it beforehand. Who doesn't love getting out, putting on a pair of cowboy boots, a nice cowboy hat, and going and having a lot of fun?
Especially in Carbon County. I know I'll be wearing my bolo tie.
You know, I've never been too fond of bolo ties. I can never pull them off. I think that's more your world, you know. I think you can pull that off.
I think you could pull it off.
Well, thank you. And yeah, let's jump right into it with the music, of course. Always a highlight of these events.
Yeah.
And of course, as always, getting started at 5 p.m. You got Desert Sage taking the stage. Bit of a tongue twister there.
We do.
But, you know, it kind of falls along with that country theme.
It absolutely does. Both bands this Saturday are going to be a country vibe, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you start with Desert Sage at 5 p.m., then at 8 p.m., Michaela Page. Desert mm-hmm. Sage, Michaela Page
right?
on the stage.
Absolutely.
I've been reading too much Dr. Seuss lately, but it's going to be a great time. Now, of course, let's talk about one of everyone's favorite parts of Helper Vibes, and that, of course, is the vendors that are going to be there. What are we looking at for this slate? Because it's always a good one. You gotta love when you see all those food trucks showing up.
So true. This weekend we have a regular favorite this season, El Sartan, back with their chicken tenders, and a newer one I want to say this season, the Nacho Bus, that people have really been loving.
You know, when you first mentioned the Nacho Bus at the start of the season, I thought that was going to be like an over-exaggeration, like, oh, I'm sure it's like a trailer. No, this is an actual bus.
It's so fun. I love it.
it's really fun to see that Nacho Bus out and about, and they serve really good nachos, too. I mean, it's not just a gimmick that they're in the bus. They actually make very good food.
And that large nacho is huge. I think it feeds like a family, and it's so fun to see people get.
No, it's massive, and you see people walking around, checking out the other vendors down the street, listening to music. They have their tray, they have their food. Another yeah. thing that the adults are carrying is that drink. What does Shayla have cooked up for us this week? Because every time this has been hit after hit this season.
This weekend we've got the Mi Amor Margarita, a mix of mango, agave, strawberry, our house-made margarita mix with a tahini topper.
Ooh, and that sounds really good. You know, you can't go wrong with some tahini. That's
right.
That's something that's gotten really popular lately. It's up there with True. Hot honey for me. I don't know why it got popular all of a sudden,
yeah.
but I'm not complaining because that's really good.
Right? Nothing says summer to me like watermelon with tahini on it.
No, it's going to be a great drink. And then for the kids, of course, I'm assuming we're going to have something probably cowboy, probably desert related for them.
We're painting rocks.
Paint rocks. That's a fun one.
What do cowboys do in their free time? Paint rocks, obviously.
You're out on the trails. You happen to have that paintbrush. Might as well go for it.
Yeah.
No, it's always fun seeing the kids get involved, though. Like, whether they're getting True. Their face painted, doing these kids' activities, jumping in the bounce houses.
Yeah.
This is an event that truly is for everybody of all ages. I mean, you can
Absolutely.
Enjoy it, whether you're our age, whether you're, you know, elderly, whether you're young.
True.
Everyone kind of can come out and enjoy Helper Vibes.
So true.
And then, you know, of course, it's always good to provide some encouragement to get out and get involved with this. So if someone's on the fence, you know, they're like, ooh, I don't know. I love the idea of a desert theme. I love the idea of a nacho bus, but I'm just not sure about getting out and getting involved. What would you tell them to kind of give them that final push to get out?
Come for the vibes. You don't even, one of my favorite things when I was just a vibes attender was that I didn't even have to stay for the whole time. I could come and have a good time for 15 minutes and then go home.
You know, come as you please, come yeah. as you are. You can't go wrong.
So true.
With Helper Vibes, Sydney. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just a huge thank you to some of our sponsors, Stay Helper and Vintage Motor Co., as well as Balance Rock, Happiness Within, and R&A Market. Some of our favorite local to Helper sponsors have been huge this year, and we we really appreciate them.
You know, you gotta love the local support for this as well. Sydney, right. Always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest was Sydney Ho, and we're talking Helpers Saturday Vibes, their next event coming up on August 9th, this Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. on Helpers Historic Main Street. They got a country theme. You're not going to want to miss this one. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.